The daily grind on the job can be hard work, and it can be dangerous, no matter what sort of career you have. You have arrived in a unique exhibit where workers share their stories about how their jobs can sometimes have a negative impact on their health. You are in the Workus, a storytelling project about workplace injuries and occupational illness. It's produced by the Alberta Workers' Health Centre. I'm the Workus attendant, and my name is Daryl Rochelle. Now, in just a moment, a story about a worker who was injured on the job. But first, if you or someone you know has been hurt at work, come and talk with me right after you've listened to this story. I want to record your story and include it in the Workus. Here's a story from a carpenter who found a way to control his job-related chronic pain. His story was recorded at a music festival called the Sasquatch Gathering, held near Drayton Valley, Alberta.
My name is Jason Melanchuk. I'm a carpenter. I've been doing that for about 12 or 13 years. I also did flooring in the beginning of my sort of entry into the trades. And I found that over the years, working on different commercial job sites, some residential sites, but seeing a variety of locations that the way to prepare for what kind of work you're going to do changes depending on the conditions. And say one example is working on areas where you're on concrete every day, whether you're kneeling on it or standing on it, it doesn't give like any other flooring does. It's just really hard on the body. It's hard on your, you know, when you're walking, the way that your foot strikes, that's a lot of impact on your body. And I found that I ended up with a lot of heel pain and metatarsal pain from walking on concrete floors wearing steel-toed boots. Now, that could be the fault also of not good boots. So I think that it would have been really helpful for me to have had a better set of boots in those days when I was on concrete all the time. And I didn't really know that that was the problem. I just thought, well, maybe this is caused by being on my feet too many hours in the day, or maybe this is happening because of whatever factor, you know, I'm tired or who knows.
Did it make a difference when you got better boots? Were your feet less painful?
I think in the end, what I ended up doing was switching out of commercial construction, where it's pretty much mandatory that you use safety gear, because there's just so many people working in an area that you need to be well prepared and have that safety equipment on. But working into a different part of the industry where I'm working more by myself, and then finding that if I ever did go into a commercial site again, yeah, I'd wear steel toe boots in, and then just change into shoes, because it'd be in a finished area where there's really no need for protective footwear in those areas. Mm-hmm. Had I switched to a better pair of boots, I think that might have helped. But just getting off concrete seemed to be the best thing for my feet.
Yeah, and you had tendonitis as well, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'm a carpenter, and you use your hands a lot. Whether it's pulling or pushing or just hammering. But hammering definitely is hard on the arms and in the wrists. I got tendonitis. And I took a break from construction for about an eight-month period where I went and worked in a bar, and that was definitely no help to my wrist, because I'd be carrying big, heavy trays. And so I got out of that and I went back into construction, and I found that I was able to use both of my hands, become a little bit ambidextrous, but in the end it was Rolfing, which is a type of massage therapy that really did the most help for my tendonitis, getting in there and breaking up scar tissue and allowing things to flow and move again. And yeah, I haven't had tendonitis problems in a few years now.
Right. How bad was it?
It was pretty painful. I had it a little bit in both wrists. It was an actual event that caused the tendonitis to flare up about maybe 9 years ago. I took a job as a concrete finisher with a repair company, and one day the boss ordered too much concrete, and it was a hot day. It was unexpectedly hot for an early May day, and our concrete set up on us, and we were troweling as hard as we could and as fast as we could, but it was two-handed troweling by the end of the day, and that caused a huge flare-up, and I had bad tendonitis for a good 5 years after that.
But you've managed to cure it or control it with Rolfing. It's a hopeful story. Jason, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Daryl.
That was Jason, a a carpenter who found a way to control his job-related chronic pain. Jason spoke to the workers at the 2008 Sasquatch Gathering held near Drayton Valley, Alberta. Do you have a workplace injury or occupational illness story? Or maybe you have a story about someone you know who was injured at work? Raise awareness about workplace injuries by telling your story for the workers. Come and see me right now to record your story. I'll show you how it's done. My name is Daryl Rochelle, and I want to help you share your story in the workers. Thanks for listening. The Workus is a storytelling project from the Alberta Workers' Health Center.
Just a glancing blow, thank heavens, and it broke my nose and cut me for a few stitches. And the
our son Timothy was killed in a workplace accident. He was working for Fiesta Party Rentals.
Hazards to field geologist is working in and around helicopters. And when you hear about a death of a geologist, it almost always involves a helicopter. And this is really dependent.